And we're with you, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Well, loyal.
She is the good news.
Doing great.
Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Ready to report again.
Not necessarily the news.
She knows.
Because the news never takes a vacation now, does it?
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers and the weird camera angles, but we have two of them at least, so whatever. Tonight's lead story, by the way, did you cover... The one thing I saw from last week pop culture was the Sydney Sweeney dress story. Something did you cover that?
I did not.
Somebody needed to cover her.
Honey, like, this is bras are our friends.
I thought she had good jeans, and that was it.
Yeah, maybe she was focused on her jeans.
In other fashion, it was Halloween for celebrities, and Heidi Klum went as Medusa. That was one of the things. Lady Gaga, the Garden of Eden.
Okay,
the whole garden.
Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter was Wonder Woman, and Ed Sheeran dressed as Pennywise.
Ooh.
From
It. Look at him go. Mic drop.
If I could have picked a costume for Ed Sheeran, that would have been it. He's your friend.
So Jennifer Aniston and her boyfriend, they are Insta official, JB. Mm. Oh my gosh. The Friends star posted a photo with her arms around one Jim Curtis saying, "Happy birthday, my love, period, cherished, period, heart emoji."
Is that the hypnotist guy?
Yeah, he's the one who knows everything.
So we're pretty sure she's under his spell.
Yeah, I mean, he's a love expert, but he's also divorced. So I don't know, you do the math. They were first spotted together last July. Yeah, that's what's going on with Jen.
Okay.
Cherished.
Heart Instagram emoji. Official. Congratulations.
Have you gone Insta official with your fiance?
I think our one of our first pictures was the meth sold here sign that we took a picture of.
I know,
of.
But did you change your status to engaged?
I need
engaged?
Because Facebook keeps like saying, "You want a date? Stop it. Leave me alone." For years it's been after me. I guess as of now, officially November, congratulations. We have officially heard from Mariah Carey to let us know Christmas season has begun.
Oh,
I actually heard my first Christmas song. I was at Marshall's Saturday.
Ooh.
Because, you know me in Marshall's.
You're so domesticated now.
And I
my
heard
goodness.
Andy Williams busted out. In other sports news, the Dodgers repeats... As your baseball major league champions, winning the World Series Game 7 against Toronto. And appropriately, 7 arrests in the L.A. area. Congratulations. As for the rioting, it's hard to tell when L.A. is on fire or not. It's hard to tell. NASCAR Kyle Larson wins the NASCAR championship. And Jacksonville Jaguars, we thought it was going to be our guy with the Cowboys that would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars' Cam Little, he's a kicker, yesterday set the NFL record, 68-yard field goal.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah, he kicked Ed Sheeran, dressed as Pennywise.
Don't kick Ed Sheeran.
It's all right. He likes it.
The rapper Diddy making some new friends on the inside. Pictures surfacing of the rapper in the yard. That's what they say. He's rocking a brand new gray beard. And he's also got a job in the laundry room at the prison. Now, this is big because during his trial, his legal team argued that he can't do anything by himself. Literally, he can't charge his own phone. He can't even fill his own water bottle. He's used to having assistants do everything. And he's just not up for all this. Meanwhile, his twin daughters dressed as the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders for Halloween. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that's on brand. I'm just going to kind of leave that there. Mm-hmm.
Just the Cowboys need right there. So, he's in Fort Dix, which is...
that's
what?
Enough out of
it's
you.
It's a factual fact.
Stop it.
I'm reporting the news.
Dirty donkey.
And now he's hoping of... Zawantanejo. The Coca-Cola Company announced over the weekend they are reintroducing. It's been 24 years since we had Mr. Pibb.
What? No way.
They replaced it with Pib Extra. That's what those that, of course.
Get one
so
over.
What and why this is important, because nobody here is going to care, because Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's not Dr. Pepper.
But Dr. Pepper now is being kicked out of all of Coca-Cola vending machines and soda fountains because of this, because Coke owns Mr. Pibb.
Uh-oh.
And that's their answer to the Dr. Pepper.
We can be Harry.
Do
Carey.
Not be confused. Mr. Pibb is not Dr. Pepper.
Mm-mm.
He didn't even go to school. He's not even a real doctor.
Don't be confused. Uh-uh.
Maybe he got it online.
So you want to wake up in style now that we've got that extra hour of sleep? Well, you can, but first you have to go to Dubai. They're selling a brand new cup of coffee that comes in at a whopping $1,000 a cup. Mm. But it does come with hints of floral and fruity flavors. Some say it tastes like tea. The wealthy are now seeing it as a bragging right. So, you want to be extra fancy, like you on your tropical vacation.
What's the deal with the Dubai stuff? Like the Dubai chocolates?
Yeah, it's like
thing.
The pistachio.
I don't.
Abu Dhabi.
That's not. Well, closer.
Yeah, almost.
MTV announced they are canceling Ridiculousness by Rob Dyrdek after 46 seasons. It's been on 15 years, 1,700 episodes. If you've never watched it, turn on MTV right now. It's like all they show.
Yeah, correct.
Not anymore. In fact, most people are surprised, thinking it was just like the same season reran over and over and over for all these years. So they finally, congratulations. And then, sad to end on this note, but the man who has created, he's credited with creating the frozen burrito in the year of 1956, has passed away. Dwayne Roberts, passing away at the age of 88, the inventor of the frozen burrito. And those that knew him best say that while he was always very warm on the outside, he was always extremely ice cold in the middle.
Sorry.
No matter how long you cook the thing.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.